Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, April 6th, 2023. US equity futures are indicating a mixed but broadly flat open, with S&P futures down 0.1% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows broad weakness in Asia overnight, while European equity markets are higher in early trade. Bonds are firmer, with US 10-year yields 1 basis point lower at 3.27%. The dollar is broadly flat across the board. Oil is softer, with WTI crude just ahead of $80 per barrel. Gold is down. Industrial metals are lower. Markets are treading water after sentiment turned mixed in recent sessions. The next set of catalysts include Friday's payroll data, when the US is closed for a holiday, and CPI next Wednesday. After the relief seen following stabilization in the banking sector, the focus has shifted to growth concerns after a weak set of US macro updates this week. In Europe, macro surveys have largely supported the perception of a better-than-expected macro outlook, although tightening in credit conditions and recent volatility in financial markets may impact in the coming months. Central bank commentary continues to lean hawkish for now. European central bank officials continue to argue for further tightening, with core inflation holding firm. There is also a lot of discussion over the inflationary effect of the latest OPEC production cut. Meanwhile, there were no major surprises from the highly publicized meeting between Taiwan President Tsai and House Speaker McCarthy on Wednesday. On the data front, it's a quiet schedule for Europe ahead of the long Easter weekend today. German industrial production surprised to the upside and follows strong factory orders data yesterday. UK Halifax house price data beat expectations, while German and UK construction PMI were both weaker than forecast. In Asia overnight, China Caixin Services PMI rose to its highest level in more than 2 years as new exports surged, and Australian trade surplus widened. Due up on today's US economic calendar, Challenger job cuts, initial jobless claims, and natural gas inventories, while the unemployment rate in Canada is also due to be released. And among the companies due to post their results today, before the open, Constellation Brands and Lamb Weston Holdings. In corporate news, among the notable movers in after-hours trading yesterday, Costco shares were down more than 2% after the company reported a slight dip in March comparable sales. And Lumentum Holdings shares fell more than 9% after the company cut its third-quarter revenue guidance. Asian equities ended mixed on Thursday, with the Nikkei continuing its recent sell-off. Greater China edged higher after stronger-than-expected PMI services data, while South Korea led the rest lower. In regional news, the Reserve Bank of India kept its repo rate on hold at 6.5%, against consensus expectations, which was looking for a 25 basis point hike. The Reserve Bank of Australia Financial Stability Review reaffirmed that Australian banks are unquestionably strong. And the Nikkei reported that China is weighing an export ban for rare earth magnet technology in a move aimed at countering US competitive advantage in high tech. European equity markets are higher in early trade. In European news, an advisor to Ukraine President Zelensky has told the Financial Times that the country is willing to discuss Crimea with Moscow if its spring counteroffensive succeeds. The latest Halifax house price data suggests that the UK market is still managing to stabilize despite repeated calls for a sharp correction in prices. And German industrial production surprised to the upside in February, with the breakdown revealing a particularly large contribution from the automotive industry, while large parts of the construction industry also increased production. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.